Chat 96.5, The Fan. Very, very relevant today for the Royals to have a discussion about the trade deadline. As we were there yesterday, Kramer and myself, and Vern, obviously, who's there every day. Talk about a guy who loves the wintertime. You talk about how we need a month off. That guy needs like 2 months off after doing 162.
He does. So, there's no question.
Shout out to Vern for all of that. But Vern was in there doing the Lord's work that he does here at 96.5 The Fan. Again, by the way, his On Deck show at 5:30. If you can win his pitch clock segment that he does, which he'll do at 5:40-ish, tickets to the Mets series, 10-year anniversary of the World Series victory. A lot of people over there at the K yesterday in left field taking pictures with the trophies. I didn't know that was there. That was really cool to see. From all ages, like, you got little kids out there that weren't even born 10 years ago. Then you got, like, guys that have been there for 85 and 15. Yeah. And then you had people like me that weren't alive in 85 or alive in 15. So it was a cool thing to see. But this is what JJ had to say about, you know, improvement in what they've seen.
The first, let's say, 70 games, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. But if you take a look back on the last 20 games, there has been some improvement there. But there's still a lot of room for more improvement. And if we get the improvement and we perform to our expectations, both, I'll say, more globally and then also just what the data is telling us, we'll stabilize a little bit. So it just, but we got to go out and do it. You know, we can talk about it all we want. We got to go out and do it.
I like JJ. He's matter of fact. Always has been, right? Very honest, I think, in his assessment. And he said, we need to perform to expectations. And that's what it is. Those are the three words right there. Perform to expectations. And up until the last week or so, this team has not performed up to their expectations. Everybody in the lineup has not performed, except Michael Garcia and maybe Kyle Isbell performed up to expectations. And now the guys are starting to perform up to expectations, and you're seeing it in the win column. It's what we've said all year long about this team. Until Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi are consistent, this team is not going to be very good. Now they've gotten consistent, they're winning games.
I'm glad you said that, because JJ also said the goal is to get this team better.
I think the goal is always to get better. You know, regardless of where you're at, whether you're a seller or buyer, right now I don't think of us as either way. We just want to make our team better. It's well documented. We've talked about where we need to get better, where we need to production. You look at our infield, it's pretty stable. I mean, there's not a lot that's going to change in our infield, and we don't anticipate that changing. But the holes in our offense, you know, the positions are pretty clear where we need to get better. So we just want to get better. You know, whatever that means throughout the month of July, it's not going to change in August. It's not going to change in September. You got to be transactional. You got to be willing to take some shots here and there, but the goal is always going to be to make the team better.
And what that does to get you better, and we talked about it yesterday, is maybe you have a surplus at pitching to where you can add something where you don't have a surplus, and that is outfield hitting. Mm-hmm. I understand Kyle Isbell's been fine. You just sent Drew Waters down. Cags is struggling. Mark Canna's not the answer. And I don't think that I disagree with what he says about the infield, because we say this team moves with Bobby, Vinny, Sal. That's, you know, basically your infield. Mm-hmm. And India's done better getting on, and Garcia's been the guy all year.
Yeah.
So there's no question there. The question is like, if you're going to get that bat, it's going to take something. And if you have something, and Cole Reagans is, you know, should come back. He was pretty active yesterday on the field, walking around and, you know, kind of being cordial with everybody, and had a shirt on that said, the arm feels great.
But how about talk about that? Like baseball complains about not marketing players, and one of your big,
you being on the injured list, I don't think you're required to do anything.
No, but you could. I mean, this is an opportunity for him to get himself out there and market himself.
I was half a second away, be like, can I real quick just take a picture of your shirt? But I didn't want to. He was walking down. I don't want to be that guy. But you're going to have to give something to get something. And we've said that before, right? Last year going to the offseason was, we need a leadoff hitter. How do we do that? Well, we're going to have to get rid of somebody. That somebody was Brady Singer. You got Jonathan India. Whatever your opinion may be, they still did that. They gave up something and got something. Mm-hmm. And
it's turned out to be a pretty good move for this ball club.
And India looks locked in the last, I don't know, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So good to see that. And like he said, they're going to get better. They need to get better. But the goal to, you know, maybe make that next step is to go get somebody like that can play the outfield, where you're like, hey, Jack, you're 2 for your last 51. We're going to give you a series. We're not going to give you a day. Hey, Mark Canna, we need you to play on a Sunday getaway game. We don't need you to play 2-3 games a series, or, you know, 2 out of 3 games in a series. Not a shot at Mark Canna, but
No, but that Mark Canha's like your fourth outfielder,
right?
You know,
and I think when you put all that into perspective, you look at the name, and I think the name that is, you know, the one that makes the most sense because there is no control. That is Seth Lugo.
Yeah.
You're not dealing Reagans. You're not going to deal Chris Bubich. You're not going to deal Noah Cameron. Maybe Waka, but I don't know if you're going to get any value out of Michael Waka the way that you would get value out of Seth Lugo. This isn't me trying to say push him out the door. This is just me saying if you want this team to get better, you've got to go where you have a surplus in the option, and the option is just it's Seth Lugo.
Well, it is. Seth Lugo is the guy that you need to trade on this team, and I think if you don't trade Seth Lugo, then I don't feel like you get better. And you can get better by trading one of your better players and making your overall organization better right now. They're four games below 500 with Seth Lugo on this roster right now, right? That's the fact. They are not a playoff team. They are not a first-place team. They are not even above 500 team with Seth Lugo on this roster. His contract is expiring at the end of the season. This is your greatest opportunity to be, as JJ called it, transactional and take shots. And I love the fact that he says that. We want to be transactional and we want to take shots. If that's your general man, I got goosebumps hearing that. Like, transactional and take shots, let's go, man. That's what you want. You want that wheeling and dealing. The problem is a lot of baseball isn't to that level where JJ is and saying, hey, transactional, take shots. A lot of these guys in Major League Baseball are beholden by the prospects, and they don't want to deal these young guys because they're afraid of what's going to happen, you know, and their fans are going to get aggravated in the front office, all this nonsense that people worry about. So I love the fact that he says it's transactional and take shots, and he put a deadline on it, too. He goes, we're not going to be able to do it in August or September, and he's right about that.
Right.
If you don't make a trade and a move in the next 22 days, 23 days, whatever it is that's left in the month, then this is your team going forward. If this ends up being this team going forward and they don't make any moves from a trade standpoint, do you really think they're going to make the playoffs? The answer is no to that question. You've got to go out there, you've got to be transactional, and you've got to take a strength and use that to make a very big weakness better. And that's what the Royals have an opportunity to do with Seth Lugo.
The best parallel I can give it to is when you go back to the Zobrist trade.
Mm-hmm.
They needed a stick in that lineup.
Yep.
They needed somebody that could be the utility guy. Unfortunately, they had to give up Shamania. Now, I know Shamania is not where Seth Lugo is in his career, and it was a little bit more of a severe move, but you weren't winning the World Series without Ben Zobrist.
That's right.
And you won the World Series with Ben Zobrist. And yes, you had to see Mania go, but would you
wouldn't have won a World Championship.
No doubt about it. Somebody says, can you talk about how Noah Cameron and how he isn't getting talked about to being the AL Rookie of the Year?
Well,
Jacob Wilson's minus 150. That number's gone down. But Noah Cameron is 11th on the list at plus 8,000. Jack Caglione is still above him at plus 6,000.
I'd take Noah Cameron every day of the week. I mean, sure. Noah Cameron, and you're going to laugh, I think, kind of having like a Cy Young type of season. Like, what has that guy done that's been bad since he's taken the mound that first game? Nothing. He's been dominating. And the emergence of Noah Cameron now gives you the leeway and the opportunity, even if you're 10 games above 500 at this point in time, to trade Seth Lugo because of the way that Noah Cameron has come. Nobody expected this out of Noah Cameron. You give everybody truth serum. There ain't one person in that organization that expected this out of Noah Cameron. And now it's been going on for well over a month. And so the league has had an opportunity to adjust to him, and he just keeps mowing dudes down. His emergence is the reason why you trade Seth Lugo.
Correct. Because he was on the minor league roster when the season started. So no one even knew. This is a bonus.
Yeah.
So, and again, like, I think that, and I don't speak for everyone on this as we wrap this conversation up, I think that we are kind of spoiled with the way the pitching staff started this year and it was last year. You had five guys.
Yeah.
Then you had six guys.
It's like,
and then one guy got hurt and it still went out there and rolled. And
yeah.
I mean, like, that's where it is. Like, in the playoffs, you need three.
That's it.
You have five.
That's right.
So,
and especially now, if Reagans is going to come back sooner rather than later, you get him back, another reason why you can go trade Seth Lugo. And then if you do make it into the postseason, you got Reagans, you got Cameron, and you've got Bubich.
Who's an all-star. So if I told you at the end of the year, your second best pitcher in your roster would start off in Omaha, and a guy coming back from a bullpen arm is going to be your all-star pitcher, and it's not going to be Lugo or Reagans, you'd be like, then this team's going to the playoffs.
But they need outfield. Yeah, they can't hit.
How do you get outfield? Well,
so, I mean, like to me, I will be extremely disappointed if Seth Lugo is still on this roster and they didn't get that bat that they needed. Now, there's other ways to acquire that bat.
Correct.
But I think the best opportunity to get the best bat in return, or the most prospects back in return, is with Seth Lugo. You've got to find that team like the Mets, who are coming in this weekend, that needs somebody in their rotation that are willing to deal. Those are the clubs. Like, that guy doesn't care about the minor leagues in New York, right? He'll throw anybody into a deal. Do that type of deal with the Mets and, you know, improve your minor league system. I think they're like 20th in baseball now in minor league system. That area needs to be improved too.